اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك عداهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام أتوب إليه اللهم كن وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن افترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عامي هذا وفي كل عام أغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك والله 1/3 of the month of Ramadan is already over. I'm still where I was. I don't see how I've made any progress. I still see, and when the times come for me to have control over my desires, I still have trouble. Ya Allah, how can I move forward? How can I make changes? I've tried and tried. I've asked around your law. I just don't know what else to do. I'm desperate. I don't want this month of Ramadan to come to an end. And I'm still the same. I told myself this month of Ramadan, inshallah, you'll make some progress, you'll change. But so far I have not changed, ya Allah. Grant me the tawfiq. Allow me, guide me, take my hand. I don't know what to say, what to ask, what to do. All I know is that I am in deep trouble, and the only one that can save me is you. Ya Allah. Let's go to the door of Imam al-Hussein. Ya Aba Abdullah. مسنا وأهلنا الظهر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوف لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا يا أبا عبد الله. You are the gate to Allah's mercy. You are our Shafi'atu Allah. Take our hands. If you forgive us, He will forgive us. If you guide us, He has guided us. By the right of your Abbas, by the right of your Ali and Al-Asghar, by the right of your Ali and Al-Akbar, by the right of your companions, we beg you to take our hand. Help us, guide us, to be true and close companions of our 12th Imam. Those who will be selected this month of Ramadan will be selected, I'm afraid. All the good people will be selected by our Imam. And again I'm left to myself. Ya Allah, I beg you by their right, that you guide me, you take my hand to my Imam. Allahumma inni as'aluka, Allahumma inni aftatihu thana'a bihamdik, wa anta musaddidu lissawabi bimannik, wa ayqantu annaka أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك، فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور، فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد اللئيم منك علي. يا رب إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك، فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، الحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، الحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه، وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق، باسط الرزق، فالق الإصباح، ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله، ولا شبيه يشاكله، ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء، وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه، ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه، ولا يغلق بابه، ولا يرد سائله، ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين، وينجي الصالحين، ويرفع المستضعفين، ويضع المستكبرين، ويهلك ملوكا، ويستخلف آخرين. الحمد لله قاصم الجبارين، مبير الظالمين، مدرك الهاربين، نكال الظالمين، صريخ المستصرخين، موضع حاجات الطالبين، معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها، وترجف الأرض وعمارها، وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا، وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق، ويرزق ولا يرزق، ويطعم ولا يطعم، ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى، وهو حي لا يموت، بيده الخير، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك، وخيرتك من خلقك، وحافظ سرك، ومبلغ رسالاتك، أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك، اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم صل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له ابدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا. أغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مغرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق، آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللنا، وعافية منك تلبسنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite a salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, tonight I would like to address a matter that hopefully will remind us in regards to our path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of us in the month of Ramadan are, should be, and we are, inshallah, thinking about our relationship with Allah, our connection to Him, all the good that we hear about the connection of the great servants of Allah with Allah, and what He gave them in this world and in the hereafter, creates an incentive in all of us to look forward to a time that we can attain more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that the month of Ramadan, the gates of His mercy are wide open. There's more. And the gates of His punishment are closed, shayateen are chained. And all of that tells us that this month is a time that we are able to make better progress. And so we all look forward to it, and we would like to make some level of progress in the month of Ramadan. And in regards to that, obviously, the words of the Ahlul Bayt, the verses of the Holy Quran, they're filled with guidance. And we've got to remind ourselves and each other in regards to them every now and then. Otherwise, the path is there. It's in the Quran. It's in the words of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And we've got to try to look towards the Quran, towards the words of the Ahlul Bayt, and find that guidance. And if we truly look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He will guide. He will show us, inshallah. One of the things that we have in the month of Ramadan is a time for it is the matter of dhikr. Dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. There are many different effects and blessings and benefits in dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, that have been mentioned in the ahadith and also in the verses of the Holy Quran. There's one of them that I would like to repeat. I think I've talked about this before, but I find it necessary for myself to be reminded of it. And I think we all need that reminder, especially in the context of the month of Ramadan. Let me explain. First, let me briefly say what it is. It's one of the khutab, one of the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen that has been recorded in Nahjul Balagha. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ ذِكْرَ جَلَاءً لِلْقُلُوبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made dhikr, remembrance, to be jala'an lilqulub, to be a polish for the hearts. It polishes off, it cleans off the hearts. تَسْمَعُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْوَقْرَةِ وَتَبْصُرُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْعَشْوَةِ. The heart is able to hear after it being hard at hearing and having a problem in hearing. And it starts to see after Ashwa. There is a veil that prevents it from seeing. The sight is not there. It can't see because of a covering, a veil that is blocking it. Those are the words. Let me explain why in the month of Ramadan I'm saying this is more important for us to understand this element. Hopefully this will be a reason for us to have more incentive that any time that we can, we remind ourselves of Allah, we remember Allah, we do dhikr of Allah. I'll explain a little more about that, inshallah. But the month of Ramadan is a month filled with all these mercies, all the blessings. The blessing of Allah is enormous, it is infinite. It's there. The problem is on our part. If we are not seeing much of it, that is our problem, not that it's not there. If others are benefiting from it, that means it's there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying it's there, it means it's actually there. God, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful than Allah? When He says it is, it is. If I don't see it, that doesn't translate into it not being there. It translates into I have a veil. I have something that's blocking my ears and my eyes. I can't see. I can't hear. There's plenty to be heard and plenty to be seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our ayat, our signs, فِي الْآفَاقِ, in the horizons. In other words, looking outside, all the way out there, anywhere your eyes can see, These are ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa fi anfusihim, and within them. That tells us there are ayat of Allah in whatever direction we look, if we look right before us or we look far away from us. As far as we can get, these are all ayat of Allah. An ayah of Allah is like a sign pointing towards Allah. When you look at it, what it should do is that it should remind you of Allah and show you of Allah and the tawheed of Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that is, and everything else is wajhullah. That's what that means. It's there. Well, what is it that when I'm looking, that's not what I see? I see beautiful trees, I see beautiful mountains, I see the beautiful sky, I see construction, I see high rises, I see the ocean, I see the sun, the moon, the stars. That's what I see. I don't see an ayah of Allah. I don't see wajhullah. It's not like when I look at the moon, I see this is an ayah of Allah. Wajhullah, it tells me that there's only one God. There's only one being. Doesn't look to me as such. I see everything. What's the problem? Are they not ayatullah? No. There is an ashwa here. There's something that's blocking my vision. There's a waqra. There's something in my ears I can't hear. I can't hear the tasbih. The Quran says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحُمْ Everything يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens and the earth is doing tasbih of Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحُمْ You don't understand their tasbih. There's a problem with my understanding. There's something wrong with me. Not that they're not doing tasbih. The month of Ramadan is filled with blessings. The angels that are calling, who is there to ask for forgiveness? God has sent us to call you, to remind you. Every night that's happening. Why are my ears not hearing that? My ears have a problem. My ears have a problem. This great hadith, saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعْلَ ذِكْرَ جَلَاءً لِلْقُلُوبِ If you want these veils to be removed, if you want to hear all those divine voices, if you want to see everything as an ayah of Allah, if you want to see everything as wajhullah, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ Amir al-Mu'mineen is telling you, dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. Last thing in regards to that, this repetition of it. See, we need to constantly be in remembrance of Allah. But it starts with saying these adhkar. We're deficient, we are limited. The Imam said those words when the verse was recited, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. People who no business, no deal, nothing material, لا تلهيهم distracts them. Nothing distracts them from ذكر الله, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ahlul Bayt, salam Allah alayhim ajma'in, the Holy Prophet, awliyaullah that have already reached those levels, their remembrance of Allah is not in the form of these words that we need to say. Although it says, and they did it at times, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, says that I saw my father, his tongue was constantly stuck to the top of his mouth, saying, La ilaha illallah, constantly and repeatedly. Those have been mentioned by the Ahlul Bayt, they're there, and they did do that. However, at times that when they were speaking and giving sermons and their tongue is busy with saying something other than what sounds like La ilaha illallah, every aspect of the existence of Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying La ilaha illallah, and his mind is in the state of La ilaha illallah.
And his mind is in the state of dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرٍ. Nothing distracts them. The most material things do not distract them. We have limitations. We haven't even gotten where some of the lesser of the ashab of Amir al-Mu'mineen, lesser of the ashab of the Prophet, lesser of the ashab of the a'immah, lesser of the great ulama and sulaha and urafa have reached. And so what are we supposed to do? What I want to say is that we've got to, we are told, that's why we are told, the hadith from the Holy Prophet saying that, do you want me to tell you, speaking to his companions, do you want me to tell you who the best person on the face of the earth is? They said, please, Ya Rasulullah. He said, the one who says, La ilaha illallah 100 times a day. He says, do you want me to tell you someone who's better than that? They said, please, Ya Rasulullah. He said, the person who says it even more. The more the merrier. Keep repeating. We have to say, La ilaha illallah. We have to say, Subhanallah. We have to say Tasbihat Arba'ah. Those words need to be said. We have to repeatedly say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the greatest adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's tawheed in it. There's tawassul in it. There's shafa'ah in it. There's so much in Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. All these different, we've got to say them. So we need to... If we want to make that progress, one of the things that we need to do is, without anybody being involved in this is not about anyone knowing, this is about me trying to do it for Allah and getting close to Him, not getting close to anyone else. I want to try to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing this and saying this. Whenever I find myself able to repeat those adhkar, start repeating those adhkar. Whatever it is, you don't need to think, oh, what should I say? Anything. Any dhikr of Allah. Dhikrullah. Inna Allah ja'ala dhikr jala'an lil qulub. Dhikr of Allah in whichever form. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Any of these adhkar. Salawat. Whatever you think of, say it. Don't start thinking of which one is better and then give up time. Yeah, sometimes read that, ask if there are particular adhkar. But besides particular adhkar, there are some general recommendations about certain timings and so on and so forth. But any dhikr is important. Say la ilaha illallah, say subhanallah and all of the other adhkar. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan makes us one of al-dhakirin. Al-dhakirin. Dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat, as Surah Al-Ahzab has. Inshallah, He turns us into those who are remembering Allah kathiran, a lot, throughout the day and night. Sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, in the morning and the evening. That means all the time. It doesn't mean like only at the beginning of morning time. It means throughout the day. That's what that means. Inshallah, we are made as such. And if that happens, if we continue at some point, and we don't know what that point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, according to this hadith, that is the result of dhikr, but not once saying la ilaha illallah. Keep saying it, keep repeating it. There's going to be a point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes these veils and the deafness of the ear, and inshallah we can see and hear more of divine voices and signs of Allah, inshallah. We ask Allah by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt that He hastens the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become true and close companions of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. Relieve all those struggling and suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. And we ask Allah to relieve all of us from the difficulties of this virus and this illness, and to for Him to show us and guide the minds of the believers to the cure for this illness, and that they are able to then get it to all people, and everyone can benefit from that, inshallah. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min Nabi wa Alih, Rahimallah, man qara al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat. Allahumma salli.